Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Jan Crandy joins us. She's a commissioner with the Nevada Commission on Autism Disorders. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, John Sandy and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Jan Crandy. Jan is a commissioner with the Nevada Commission on Autism. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
So I got to give you a little background here.
Okay.
You know, when the governor makes the state of the state, I'm sitting at the TV station, and a couple of minutes before, a couple of minutes after he starts talking, we get a copy of the entire speech. So those of us that are going to pundit on these things start whizzing through the speech and reading it, listening in one ear and reading in the other. And I'm going through and I'm going through, and suddenly I hit that the autism funding is going from a couple of million bucks to $73 million. I about fell off my chair and couldn't have been more thrilled. Tell us what this money is going to go towards and how did you end up getting it?
Well, the good news is that Medicaid will start covering kids with autism with their specialized treatment using applied behavior analysis, which was not covered before. The feds gave a directive in July of 2014 that states needed to start covering this because it hasn't been covered before. We have the insurance mandate in Nevada that helps kids with insurance, private insurance, get coverage for treatment, but Medicaid kids were not getting that. And so our state has moved forward in the process of starting to make that happen for that those Medicaid-eligible children.
That's fantastic news.
So that will start in January of 2016. Of course, you know how I am. I want it to start sooner, sure. But I understand the process. And so that's a lot of where that money's going to be going, is to serve those kids. At the end of June of 2017, Nevada will be serving about 2,464 kids are going to be getting treatment. Know that right now there's a little over, there's about 6,300 kids eligible in Nevada. School-age children with autism now, and that's not counting the kids 3 and under, so we're probably closer to 7,000 kids, I bet, in Nevada.
All right, so still, we're looking at about a third of the kids that
exactly.
Need the help getting the help.
Amazing.
And yes. Now, do you know what share the state would pay versus what the federal government would pay?
And I'm not sure on the match that comes into play. Know that the state also has the ATAP, which is called the Autism Treatment Assistance Program. That program right now is serving about, 442 kids. They have 511 kids on the wait list. And that wait list will grow even with these kids getting picked up. By June, it'll probably be 1,000 kids on that wait list because it's averaging 49 kids a month getting on the wait list and 40 kids getting picked up a month. But that program will also grow to be able to serve 264 additional children by the end of June 2017.
All right. So what would it take to get most of these kids covered? Is it something that the federal government would do, or is it something that the state would do? How do you get there?
Well, we need to fix the insurance mandate, which was passed. It's been in place since 2011, which was very great that our state passed that. But there are still some barriers with that because of we put in place a certification for the interventionist, and it has proved to be too cost prohibitive for providers to get that for their staff. ATAP, the state program, has about 500 interventionists that are able to serve through the state program, but they are not allowed to serve children that have insurance. So we need to build that provider, and we have a bill this session, it's AB6, to actually remove that certification and look at the national. There is a national, it's called a behavior technician registry, and it is only $50 compared to Nevada's $500 cost. It is hurting businesses to have to pay that additional $500 for Nevada certification when there's a national certification that costs $50.
Are you getting support of the legislature for this?
Yes, we are. And with the governor mentioning autism in his state of the state address and being so supportive of autism, I'm hoping that that bill's supported too.
All right. Tell me about the commission and the work of the commission. What things, how often do you guys meet? What's the topic of conversation?
We just finished our five-year strategic plan. So there was a lot of work these last 6 months. We worked very hard to finish that. And what we're going to be addressing in the next 5 years, we need to look at the kids that have not had treatment because they're going to need some kind of lifelong supports. The good thing about autism and the hope that's there is that with treatment, 47% of the kids can become normal participants in typical education, regular education, and live independent lives. But kids that don't get treatment are going to need some level of supports for the rest of their life. And the reality is, Nevada, even though we have been helping kids with autism, and it's amazing how many kids we have helped, the majority of kids have not had access to the level of treatment that they need to be able to be that best outcome kid and not need a level of support. So we're looking at how we're going to help those kids become transition into adulthood and then still trying to provide treatment so that we can improve the outcomes save money. The other thing that's important is the lifetime cost is averaged at $3.2 million, but two-thirds of that money can be saved if we treat the kids. And that's why Governor Sandoval, he's a smart man.
Yes, he is. We'll take a break. More with Jan Crandy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jan Crandy. She is a commissioner with the Nevada Commission on Autism, and we're excited about the governor mentioning $73 million going towards helping kids with autism. You know, the numbers are astonishing. You know, I've been covering this, as you know, for a long time. And back in 1979, it was somewhere in the order of 1 in 10,000 kids that were being diagnosed with autism. Now it's 1 in 68. There's nobody I know that doesn't know somebody that has a kid with autism. It's phenomenal, and it's frightening.
It is frightening. And even the school districts and their budget of how much their increase, Clark County shows 11% increase since 2013. Washoe showing 17% increase. So it affects their budget and how. So I'm happy that Governor Sandoval's addressing education, too. That's important
to me. How do you think the schools are handling it? Because I remember several years ago, probably three school superintendents back in Washoe County, I asked him on the air, you know, how are you dealing with kids with autism? And he shook his head and said, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there wasn't even the knowledge within the schools. Are the school districts doing better at being able to handle kids?
It is overwhelming. Clark County School District has a number of specialized classes, specialized programs. I definitely think they're doing it better. But with that many kids, Clark County, I think Clark County has 4,900 and something kids with autism. So it's a lot to address and to address individually. Because these kids need a lot of services. They're definitely not getting all the services that they need in Clark County. Clark County was paying for home ABA programs, and they are phasing that out.
What's an ABA program?
That is Applied Behavior Analysis, and that is the treatment which Medicaid's going to start covering and which the state program funds. And Clark County was subsidizing some of that for some kids to give them additional hours at home when they did not do well in school, but they're unable to do that now. So they're transitioning out of that program.
I remember at one point being told that these kids function much better if they can be in classrooms with kids that don't have autism so that they can learn social skills that way, as against just being in a classroom with other autistic kids. Is that true?
It is very good for them to be around typical kids so they have good peer models. But to be honest, a lot of our kids are not at that. They need those foundation skills to be able to be in a regular education class. And that is why all the school districts have classrooms that are specific to autism kids.
And you think that's just going to be the way it's going to be?
The reality is, yes.
I went to Davis, to UC Davis, mm-hmm. a couple of years ago.
Great program.
An amazing program. And one of the things that I was told, which I found fascinating, was that autism is like cancer. It's not just one thing. It's many things. And so there's a lot of things under the banner of autism. And how do you respond to that statement?
You know, and there's a lot of research right now. There's a new study that just came out that looked at the brains and saying how different even each kid with autism is individually, how their brain works, how the network is connecting. And it does have to do with how they learn. And the earlier they start synapsing and closing those gaps makes a difference on how those kids are. But yes, there's a saying that if you've met one kid with autism, you've met one kid with autism.
One of the other things I learned, and you bring this up in your answer there, is that one of the problems with helping kids with autism is that they need more, and this is terrible to say, but it's true, cadavers of people who suffered from autism so that they can look at the brain patterns and then be able to find cures.
They do have a brain bank, but it's a slow growing that team. But they're also doing MRIs, and there's different studies now that while they're doing treatment, they're doing EEGs. A lot of different, there's so much research going on for autism right now. I definitely think that it's exploding, and they're looking for different, how to individualize treatment, because like how kids are different. But applied behavior analysis has proven to be the most effective, and that's why Medicaid and that's why Nevada has embraced it. And the outcomes, you know, it is, you are able to get kids to change their IQs from this level of treatment. It's intensive. I heard one of the legislators at the budget hearing say, why is it so expensive to provide treatment to kids with autism? Kids receive between 25 and 40 hours a week of treatment. So of course it's expensive. But if you do that for in early, like when kids are very, very young, before 3 years old, would be nice if we could start kids that young getting treatment, which that's not happening in Nevada. We're trying to change that. But if they could have treatment for 4 years, 5 years, we wouldn't have to be taking care of them the rest of their life.
And that's the really big picture, is that if we don't do something early and spend the money there, we're going to be spending a lot more down the road. Jan Kennedy, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the work you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You have a lot of fans out there.
Thank you so much, Sam.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Get the most out of your TV experience with UVerse from AT&T. Call now to switch to UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. And keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life. Take your viewing experience to the next level with the amazing digital picture from UVerse. An upgrade to get over 210 HD channels. That's more than cable. Plus, the UVerse TV network is over 99% reliable, so you can depend on your TV service. Get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles, and keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Call an AT&T expert now to switch. Enjoy an incredible TV experience with an amazing picture, all for the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. You want it? UVerse has it. It's entertainment inspired by you. Only from AT&T.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Sandy IV is here with Argentum Partners, and Fred Locken, professor of political science at Dracula Community College. So, Very interesting. I don't recall this happening in my time watching the Nevada legislature. But yesterday, the state treasurer and the state controller proposed an alternative budget for the state. Your thoughts on this, Mr. Sandy?
Well, we knew it was coming. I mean, they campaigned on the fact that they were going to come up with a budget. I unfortunately haven't had a chance to get into the details of it, but from what I understand, there's not a lot that's going to hold up there. It's a good thing we probably have 63 legislators that are going to dive into the budget a little bit more deeply and consider what the governor's proposed so far.
Okay, Fred, your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's just a sign of what this 120-day session may be like. And for the Republican Party, this is an extremely high-stakes session. If it does things as it is now looking, and it fractures even further, it is not positioning its well for 2016. It has an excellent governor. We have a state tradition of the governor driving the budget process. Constitutional officers, their responsibilities are clearly delineated in the state constitution. I wish they'd all sit down and read it and support Governor Sandoval's budget.
Okay, but now here's the interesting thing is that, you know, now that this is out there, it's just going to continue the conversation. I don't recall a session that just launched so quickly on so many different topics.
Well, I think to Fred's point, I mean, this is the Republicans' opportunity, and I don't know that they're going to have the same opportunities in the future, so they're moving out quickly. I mean, we're day four, but when this show's probably day eight. They're out the gates. They're going to be looking at the governor's budget. They're going to be looking at taxes. There are a lot of different things are on the table, and it's going to be a fast-paced session, no question.
One of the things that I'm a little surprised about, maybe I shouldn't be because that's the power of advertising, is how many people, both large businesses and small, that are very upset about this gross receipts tax that the governor has proposed. Even though it's a fraction of what the teachers union proposed, people upset. I was talking to a person who does personal services the other day, and she was very upset because in her business, going from $200 to $400 is a lot of money.
Well, and I think all of us would agree that the governor was very clear. I mean, he challenged those in the legislature and those, frankly, in the greater community to identify a better way of generating revenue that's as comprehensive, as broad-based, and as fair. But the reality is that I think most of us also buy into the governor's logic that K-12 in the state has to be addressed. It is holding us back in an economic development and growth point of view. It is the right thing to do. And so actually, I applaud his courage as a Republican to stand before the legislature and actually call for a tax increase. And in essence, I think that's what the legislative process is all about. John and I go down there and we watch it, and it's not always a tidy process, but it does, in fact, go for a good vetting of whether or not this will be the proper tax.
Well, and it hasn't become law yet either. I mean, we're just getting started right now, and there's a lot of other proposals out there that they will be looking in. And I think the first part of the process is to look at what are the needs in the state. How much more do we need for K-12? What are our health and human services needs as we grow as a state? Identify what those needs are, and then find ways to fund it. And that's what we're going to be looking at right now. And I know that the sales tax on service conversation is not gone. Live entertainment tax is still out there. There's going to be a number of different taxes that are going to be spoken about. And, maybe your viewers want to get involved.
But I go back to the treasurer and the controller. One of the things that they suggested was a $5 bump on airline ticket prices going in and out of McCarran and Reno Tahoe. Is that a terrible idea?
I would have to wonder what other airports are charging, and if we become cost prohibitive to travel for tourists to travel, Las Vegas might not be the destination that it is. I mean, this is the first year we hit 40 million visitors, and they come in and they're paying room taxes, they're paying sales taxes, they're paying a lot of other things. So we want to have those visitors. To put up barriers for them to get here? I don't know.
Yeah, I pretend not to be a tax expert, but the simple reality is that falls under the jurisdiction of the FAA in terms of pricing. Certainly taxes that are related to the support of the airport environment have been tolerated, but I've never known of a state or a community that's tried to fund other activities of a general revenue nature out of the airline services. But we're going to see more and more of this. This is the most inexperienced legislature perhaps in Nevada's history because term limits are fully in effect. It's also the most inexperienced leadership. And we have a full new set of constitutional officers. It's like a trifecta almost. This notion of an early launch is as much, I think, possibly an attempt to embarrass the governor as anything, and to get issues perhaps through the legislature that he's going to have to decide whether he can support or veto. So it's going to be a more gnarly sausage-making process than usual.
And I must point out that I've watched the sausage-making process, and legislating is much, much worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the Republicans are discussing at this point in time going to, you know, remapping and redistricting. I don't recall this being suggested. I know it's not illegal, but what do you make of that?
My personal opinion is it's political posturing right now. It happens every session, and this is one of the low-hanging fruit. The legislature, if you recall, did not redo the redistricting. They relied on the Supreme Court to do it. But in my personal opinion, we're too far along. The census is a little stale now since it was issued in 2010, and I just don't see them actually going anywhere. I think it's good for talking, but it's not going to happen.
Not a good weapon?
Not a good weapon. John's precisely right. In this analysis, I think that under the circumstances, there's a lot of posturing that we are seeing, but it is an idiotic idea, and shame on them for even bringing it up. Under the circumstances, the ritual is a valid one based on the freshest information from the DECA census. We've gone through that process. It's in place. Live with it.
And that's where we got to leave it. Live with it. Words to live by. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Sleep more and save up to $1,000 now during our President's Sale.
Save up to $1,000 on motion bases with iComfort and iSeries mattresses, or get a free matching foundation.
Plus, enjoy 0% APR financing until 2020.
Get free matching foundations on all Serta Perfect Sleepers and all Sherwood mattresses.
Pick a size, pick a firmness, they're all on sale.
And you'll get free same-day delivery.
It's the President's Mattress Sale at Sleep More. Inside more furniture for less.
Catch all the excitement of high school basketball with News 4's Hometown Hoops. Watch all the highlights as Northern Nevada's best teams play for pride and championships. Hometown Hoops, brought to you by the Dolan Auto Group. Friday nights during the 11 o'clock news on News 4.
If you've been in a crash, you need a lawyer you can trust. Someone who knows the law and who can fight for the best possible settlement.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
When you come to Washburn Carpets, you'll deal with just one person. This eliminates mistakes. When you shop carpet at the big box stores, you'll often deal with as many as five different people. This creates mistakes that cost you time, money, and aggravation. At Washburn, I'll help you choose the right carpet. Then I'll come to your home and take measurements. I'll give you one low price that includes everything. And I'll work with our installers to make sure the job is done right. This eliminates mistakes. That's not the way it works at the big box stores. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpets for less.
The Nevada Division of Insurance is here for you. We'll help you work with your homeowner's insurance, navigate the claims process, and make sense of your extended home warranty or any kind of coverage. Talk to us. We're here to help.
Get the presidential treatment during our King for a Queen mattress sale. Purchase any king-size mattress for the same price as a queen set. Save 50% off your entire furniture purchase. Plus, buy a King for a Queen only at Ashley Furniture Home Store.
On our next broadcast, our Teen Edition Part 2 with students from Clark and Nye Counties. We'll see you then.